Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, strange activity began happening to her when she was a child. Mom thought I could simply pray it away. Well, things got worse from there.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, and yes, 855-853-4802 is our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. Love to hear them. Want access to the EPP bonus episodes, the advanced episodes, and everything ad-free? You can check that out at ghostpodcast.com. Patreon.com/RealGhostStories, or right there on the Apple Podcast app there. You can sign up and get access to all of the extras there as well. It's Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program, and let's jump right into our very first ghost story of the day.
It's Bliss. The first time I remember really experiencing something that seemed odd and not quite right, I was about 5 years old. And we lived in this really old cabin on this piece of property in the northern backwoods of California in the Redwoods that used to be a hippie commune. And it was a commune in the 50s and the 60s, and then it was sold to this Christian couple who actually turned it into a Christian commune. So, like, they would have churches and church groups and seminars and families and reunions and all sorts of Christian groups come into the property and stay at all the different houses scattered throughout the property. And my mom was a caretaker of those homes, and we lived on this tiny little cabin on the back part of the property. And it had an attic and an open floor plan below. I had a little bed on the floor with a bunch of stuffed animals. My sister was in the crib. And I remember laying down at night and starting to doze off, and I would hear ticking in the wall. And this is an outside wall with no roof over it, no other rooms or extensions to that portion of the house. So there was, like, nothing there inside the wall to tick. The only clock we had in the house was on the stove downstairs. And I would hear this ticking. And at first it started out basic normal rhythm of your heart ticking. Tick, 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 tick. But the more attention I paid it, so if I rolled over in bed or looked at the wall, the rhythm of the ticking would change. And it would be, you know, like tick, 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 tick. And this went on for a few days before I told my mom. And my mom was a born-again Christian, and she firmly held the belief that there are really no benign ghosts or neutral ghosts or benign spirits or repetitive hauntings or residual energy or anything like that. She believed that if you were experiencing something paranormal, it was the presence of the devil, and it had to be prayed away. And I certainly believe that in some cases, that's the case. You know, there's true evil out there, and you really do have to have a solid base of faith to kind of combat that. But as a five-year-old, I just wanted my mom to say, you know, it's an animal on the wall, and it's going to be fine. I wanted her to give me some kind of tangible solution to the issue. And it began to persist for months, and it would keep me up at night. And I was already a fairly anxious child at night. I had night terrors, and sleeping was hard for me. And this ticking really ramped up all of that anxiety. And after a while, I noticed that the ticking would follow me around the house. So I would be in a different part of the bedroom, and I would hear it in the wall next to my head. Or I'd be in the bathroom downstairs, and it would be in the floorboards. I'd be in the kitchen, and it would be overhead. And that, you know, I didn't know how to articulate that to my mother. I kind of assumed she already knew, because moms know everything. And this went on for a couple years. This cabin was fairly old, as I said. I don't really know the history of it beyond that it was built in the 1950s, so it's not as old as some houses I've been in. But this thing felt very personalized to me. My mom didn't really experience the ticking, and I couldn't really tell friends, hey, do you hear this strange ticking around me? Because I didn't have a lot of friends. We lived very isolated on that piece of property, and we had our church group, and we saw them once or twice a week in town, but that was like a 30-minute drive. Otherwise, my mom homeschooled us, and we lived quite isolated. So this went on for a couple of years, until I was about 7 years old, and I started noticing that the ticking became scratching in the walls, and then the scratching became growling, and that my mom did hear. And it freaked her out. I could tell that it really scared her. And her solution was to pray. It was to pray really hard, to put my faith in God, that he would protect me, his warring angels would keep us safe, and that I just needed to pray hard. And if it kept persisting, I wasn't praying hard enough, I didn't have enough faith, which is a crazy thing for a 7-year-old to hear. It wasn't until I started getting pushed down the stairs that she began to worry. And that pretty much coincided with me waking up with scratches on my body. I would wake up with these long, deep, jagged scratches on my body. And I have very short nails. I always have. They don't grow for anything. And my mom basically knew at that point it wasn't me doing it, because I'd have scratches between my shoulder blades, and they would be deep in sets of three, and they would be feverish and puckered, and they wouldn't heal like other scratches do. And just about the time I started waking up with the scratches, I started being thrown down the stairs. So this house had two levels and an L-shaped staircase without railings on it, and a little landing between the two levels. And I was a clumsy child, but my mom witnessed, finally, me being pushed down the stairs. And the first time I remember my mom seeing it, I was on the second portion of the landing, which is a tiny square, basically where the stairs turn to make the L. And I was standing there, and I was physically thrown down that flight of stairs. The extent of the pressure on my body actually flew me across the living room. And my mom, I just remember the shock on her face. And she picked me up, and I was crying, and I was hurt, and she picked me up, and I remember her not saying much. Just, hey, are you okay? Nothing's broken. You're probably going to be bruised. Here you go. Have a piece of chocolate. It's going to be fine. That didn't do much, because it kept happening, and it got more and more violent. I remember the sensation of somebody grabbing my ankles between the stairs and tripping me. I remember once being thrown all the way from the very top portion of the stairs in the attic to the landing, and then being, you know, crumpling on the landing, and then being physically rolled from the landing down the rest of the stairs. And it was at that point that my mom thought maybe something was seriously wrong. Now, my mom dabbled a lot in the paranormal as a child, especially in her 20s. And she believed, when she became a Christian, that she finally gained some protection against a very malevolent entity that had followed her for 10 or more years of her life, since her own childhood. And she felt like, because she was a Christian and because her children were raised as Christians and we were baptized, that we were protected. And I remember all of this really coming to a head when one night I was starting to feel kind of sick, and before I know it, I'm like passed out on the floor. And when I come to, my memories at this point are fairly hazy, but my mom's on the phone, and she's saying to somebody, you know, she's got a terrible fever and it won't go down, and she's twitching and her eyes are rolling in the back of her head, and I don't know what to do. Later, I came to find out that my mom was actually on the phone with the preacher's wife, and the preacher himself was getting a phone tree, a prayer chain phone tree activated with the church elders for me. And I remember this cacophony of voices overhead. It was like the air around me and my mom was just filled full of voices, and they were arguing back and forth. And, you know, there was this sonorous sound of chanting or prayers. But at this point in my life, I still don't know if like that chanting sound was good or bad. But I remember this went on for a while, and I remember like looking around, but everything being edged in a kind of darkness. And she's like, finally, it seemed to let you go, whatever it was. And she said, you know, I really wondered if I should have taken you to a doctor because you had a fever of like 104 point something, she said. And I remember waking up and feeling yucky. Just, you know, drained the way that you do when you're exhausted and you have a high fever, but also free. And the attacks, whatever they were, stopped after that for a while, for a couple of years at least. That was my first real experience of the paranormal.
That would be horrific to have that be your first experience.
Oh my God.
Of the paranormal.
And at the end, it was just like, and that's my first experience with the paranormal. Like,
what's the second?
Like, I guess it's a question. That happens to everybody.
But was round two? Because
I know.
That would be.
The whole thing sounds horrific to me, from like living out in the middle of nowhere like that, being homeschooled. And so you're not even able to get away from it.
Yeah.
Like go to grandma's house or your friend's house or go to school. Like it's just all the time.
Yeah.
And then mom's just going to pray the devil away, and that's going to take care of it. Because she had to bring in the heavy hitters.
Yeah.
To help with that. It just sounds horrific. But I think it's an interesting twist at the end there that I didn't see coming. Because you think of the mom, you know, she's very religious, born again. But she dealt with a malevolent spirit, which is why she was born again. Did that end up somehow connecting with her daughter?
Did it just move from mom to daughter?
The kid, yeah. And did anything, I'd be curious if it was just her, or did anything ever happen to the sibling?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
And is it all gone? But it couldn't be, because that was my first paranormal experience, which means there's another one or 20.
Yeah. Lots more
creepy shit.
Yeah, I'd love to hear more if there is more. Thank you for sharing that with us. If you want to share your real ghost stories with us, we have a phone number. You can call it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's 855-853-4802. You can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want access to all of our advanced episodes, the archive, which is literally the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, you're not going to find any more anyplace else than right here. You can get that at Apple Podcasts through our page there. You can go to patreon.com/realghoststories or our website, ghostpodcast.com. Sign up one of those three ways and get in on all the behind-the-scenes stuff and the extras. It's all there for you right now. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.